Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Super excited to have you all here with me this week because we're going to talk about how to keep your company compliant while 2Xing your business. So how do you stay in compliance when you're in rapid business growth? And we have our incredible guest, Monica Hodgson Daniels, who I've known for over a decade. Like, we've been in each other's worlds in different ways, and she's now part of our CEO Table family. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Ursula. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited to have you. And one of the things that I love about you, Monica, is just how much you love your clients and how much you care about. When you talk about your clients, like just at a high level, just your clients in general, not personal information, but when you talk about them, there's just this deep care and concern for how you solve their problems, how you support them. And I just really love that about you. So thank you for being here. And I know what we're going to talk about is going to be super useful and inspiring at the same time for our listeners. So before we get there, though, just a couple housekeeping things. If you haven't yet, and you've been thinking about hanging out with us at the 2X Intensive, you can go to ursulainc.co/apply and fill out the information, send it to us, and someone on our team will get back to you and let you know how and if we can help you at the 2X Intensive. And now with that, let me tell you about Monica and her amazing background. With over two decades of experience under her belt, Monica Hodgson Daniels has navigated through the complexities of finance since 1998, starting her journey in aerospace, then into corporate accounting at Manheim Auto Auctions. Monica's expertise spans various sectors. A certified professional tax preparer since 2003, she further solidified her credentials as an enrolled agent in 2015. In 2007, Monica took the leap and established her own practice in Riverside, California, where she now serves a diverse clientele of over 420, including 100 thriving small businesses across different industries. But her talents don't end there. Monica also provides invaluable financial planning services and holds license for Series 6 and 63 investments, as well as life insurance in California and Nevada. My favorite state of California. Okay, Minnesotans. I love Minnesota too. Love California. So Monica, tell us a little bit about just about your background, about your story, what brought you into this world of finance.
So my father owned and operated a federal aviation approved repair station. And I always worked in accounting, and I went to school in accounting. And I worked in his company, worked alongside his CPAs, did all that, went into the corporate world, hated it. Understand, I came from a background where my dad owned a business and I worked in his business. And then I went out, you know, like all children do, we become like, oh, I want to do something else.
Yeah.
Go outside of what, you know, you're used to. And I knew that I needed to do something different. So I got involved in taxation, basically because of my dad's company. He said, well, learn how to do taxes and you can do our corporate taxes.
Oh.
Not knowing that it wasn't that easy. But once I got into it, I start loving it. I love taxation. And from there, I just knew that I wanted to start a business, my own tax and accounting practice. So I did that. Left corporate world in 2007 from Manheim Auctions. And I've been at my current location now, I cannot believe it, 17 years.
Wow. Congratulations. And I don't hear many people say these three words. I love taxation. So tell me, Monica, and tell our listeners, because here's the thing. We should all love taxation, because when we understand the tax laws, that's why we have businesses. There's so many ways. There's a lot of write-offs. And of course, we need to stay compliant. But tell me, what do you love? What do you love about taxation?
What I love about it is that I know a lot of people don't understand it. So believe it or not, it can be a very emotional situation. There's so many situations that the husband passes away and the wife didn't know what to do, or vice versa. And I come in and I help them first calm down, because it does get emotional when you're dealing with money and IRS. People are literally scared of the IRS.
Yes.
So I think more so I love helping people, and I love putting the numbers together to show them that it's going to be okay. I have you. We're going to work through this situation, whatever the case may be. And I think it's important that when a person finds their person, usually a tax professional like myself, that you stay with that person, because I've heard horror stories of people going to really horrible practitioners that don't do things in accordance to IRS guidelines. So I really like the structure in the structure of the IRS, even though it can drive a lot of people crazy. But, you know, I always say, render Caesar's what is Caesar's. You know, we all have a duty to help our world function. And through taxation, that's what it does. Even though we may not be happy where the money goes to all the time, but we live in a society that we're here to help one another. And there are a lot of programs and a lot of things that happen that people don't realize that are part of the taxation system.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a lot, like you said, a lot of people have a lot of fear around that. What are some of the things that you wish people knew about taxation or the IRS that you feel like they don't know that causes a lot of unnecessary fear?
So I know years past, the IRS were very aggressive in their collection tactics with people seizing property. And they still do that on very, very high levels. Now they are more willing to work with you. They will let you set up payment plans. They're, unless you're just really not responding to them and you're not being proactive, then yeah, you can get levied. Those things can happen, but they're really not out to try to destroy you. Mm-hmm. They're really not. And or take you to jail.
Yeah.
Some people think, if they don't file in 2 years, am I going to go to jail? No, they're not coming for you. I will say this, be more afraid of the state of California than you ever will be of the IRS.
That's funny. When I moved my corporation from California to Minnesota, I was audited like immediately upon moving the corporation by California. So I hear you on that. And is there ever a case, if someone has a tax bill, where the IRS is willing to negotiate with them?
Yes. So there's always, because if a person has, I have a client right now that owes $187,000, and him and his wife combined maybe make $140,000. So obviously they don't have the means to pay that debt. So I'm in negotiation right now to come up with a payment plan for the client based on their current income and expenses. So you can actually do what's called a financial disclosure, and we can determine what is the best payment for you based on your discretionary income that's left over at the end of the month.
And
so they most definitely work with you. They have other programs that offer pennies on the dollar. If literally you don't, you have nothing, no home, no assets, they can forgive the debt. So there's many different things you can do, most definitely.
And so for someone who's listening, who's like, I had no idea, like, is it easiest for them? Like, should they talk to a tax professional first before they negotiate with the IRS? Is that easier? Or I know, you know, they can also have a conversation with whoever's at the IRS, right? Like, how would someone negotiate down what they owe?
So I believe that a person should go to a tax professional, because there's so many, there's things you need to do to be able to negotiate with them. There are certain forms that need to be filled out, and you have to understand those forms. And if you don't understand the forms, you're confused.
Yeah.
It's just, they're going to be confused, you know? So I suggest to go to you can go to a tax resolution company, or you can go through an enrolled agent like myself. I'm an enrolled agent. I'm authorized to practice before the IRS to represent clients on whatever tax matters that arise.
Yeah. Beautiful. And just get that extra support, because you might be missing things. So, you know, we're kind of in tax, we're in tax season, right? So it's a miracle that we have you here today, because you have a lot of clients and a lot going on. Right. Like, I feel like people get really, there's a lot of opinions about what I can write off, what I can't write off. It changes a lot, right? What's your best advice for business owners out there? Like, how can they take advantage of all the write-offs and things that are available? Like, how do you figure all of that out? Because the tax code book's like, what, this thick? I don't even know these days.
It's that thick, yes. Yeah. So first of all, I would suggest the business owner have an amazing bookkeeper to organize their income and expenses, because you cannot create a tax return without a profit and loss statement.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I get clients where, you know, especially your small business owners, maybe no more than 100,000, they have nothing. And then they print the bank statements off to me like, okay, well, what do you want me to do with this? So have your bookkeeping in order, everyone, please. That's the most important. And pretty much everything you do in your business to generate that income is a write-off. Now, there are rules and regulations with capitalization rules. If you buy a van for $50,000, obviously you're not going to put that on your profit and loss that you bought a car and get to write the full amount off. There are capitalization rules, which you have to depreciate the asset over a specific period of time based on that that asset that you are depreciating. It could be a 5-year, 7-year, 15-year asset. So those things are important. Where things go on the tax return and the rules surrounding it. And most business owners won't know that. And that's why they should most definitely not try to do it on their own.
Yeah.
And have someone to help them work through those things. Because there are some things, you know, meals and entertainment. Okay, you spent $10,000 taking people out for the year, but you only get to deduct half of that, 50%, you know? So things of that nature are important for the business owner to know.
So let's
they're not gonna know everything.
So why are we only allowed to deduct 50% of, tell me more about that. So like
meals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the IRS says, great. You can, what's the word? I can't even think now. So you can report 50% of that, or you report 100%, but you can only write off 50% of that.
Yeah. For general business, that's how it's always been. You can't even write off entertainment anymore. They took that away, but you can do 50% of the meals. But if you are, let's say, a truck driver and you drive over the road and you need those meals, then you get to deduct pretty much 100%.
Gotcha.
So there are different rules just depending on the industry you're in. Mm-hmm. DOT, Department of Transportation, comes out with their guidelines of what you can deduct per day if you don't do actual meal allowance than you'll do your per diem in the deal in the Department of Transportation for long haul over the road truck drivers. So it can depend on the industry or what those meals actually are.
Yeah. What do you, when you start working with new clients or even existing clients, what are they most surprised about when they work with you in terms of what maybe they can write off that they didn't think they could write off? Or have there been any clients where they were just shocked to know how many additional write-offs they had than versus what they thought?
So most clients come and they never know what they can write off.
Sure.
And then I give them a worksheet if they're a small company and they're like, oh yeah, I could, my cell phone, my uniform. They just don't know because they always are, they're confused. Like, well, what can I do? I don't want to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I reassure them, majority of anything you do in your business, pretty much you can write off, you can depreciate. But again, I'm going to take it back to good record keeping. Don't come to me and say, oh, yeah, I think I spent about $2,500 on this. Or maybe they come to me and they have a tax return that I'm reviewing and they say, just, it's about the same as last year. Just use those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
That gets under my skin. I'm like, no, we need to figure out what you spent for this year.
Yeah.
Because if the number's off, and more than likely they won't get audited, but it's just my conscience won't allow me to do that.
Of course.
I feel some kind of way about it.
Yeah, of course. Right. Like you're in compliance. Yeah. You got to do the right thing. So in this world, like you work with a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and they're working on growing their businesses. Some are expanding really quickly. Like they really want to grow. And I think that's when things, you know, can get missed. So if you have a client who's in super growth mode, you know, what's your best advice for them? Is it like record keeping? Is it just, you know, tax planning ahead of time? Like, how do you work with those clients that are in a, like a growth trajectory?
Yeah. So it, record keeping is a plus. Because even what we say at the CEO table, you can't measure what you don't track. I hear Rebecca say that.
I'm so excited, Monica. Yes.
Rebecca says that all the time, and I'm in total agreement. And tax planning, because you want to know before, you know, hopefully by this point, we've already established what your estimated tax should be. But tax planning is part of it as well. I usually do it in June, maybe like May, June,
yep,
for the clients that I know that, you know, okay, I'm looking at their books and I'm saying, okay, you have a pretty high net income right now, so we need to start planning. So that goes hand in hand with keeping the client in compliance, because you don't want to come to the end and they owe $30,000 and they didn't pay any estimated tax or they weren't prepared. So now I have to go the extra step to set up a payment plan. So if we are proactive and get things done early and the record keeping is done and I'm reviewing the books, hopefully I'm their bookkeeper, accountant. So I'm constantly monitoring. So coming up beginning of May, I'm going to be starting looking at, well, okay, where are my clients at right now? You know, who do I need to reach out? Who do I need to set an appointment with?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you have a good person, a good team, if you're a growing business, I'm at least 200,000 or more, have a good bookkeeper, tax professional, and an attorney.
Yeah.
Those are like your three things that you need on your team. So it'll keep you focused and you can do what you need to do in your business.
Yeah.
because you're not going to know everything. That's why you hire people.
Nor do we want to. Like, I don't want to spend time in the tax code. I want to talk to an expert. One of the things you mentioned is being at the CEO table. And thank you for quoting Rebecca. She's, I'm sure, jumping up and down, happy somewhere. So since you've been at the CEO table, Monica, what are the top two blocks or limiting beliefs that you've let go of as you're expanding into the next level of your business?
Wow. You, first of all, you and Rebecca are amazing. I think I let go that the mindset, I don't have enough. I have plenty.
Yeah.
I think if you have the mindset that you don't have enough, you're going to walk in the space of not having enough. So you walk in a space of lack. And I work really hard daily, even though it may not be in my account like how I want it. I know at any given time, I can do pretty much what I want to do. If I want to go book a room at a spa, I can go do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We always want more, but the limiting belief of lack. Mm-hmm. My affirmation is I am abundant in all things.
Yeah. And you've really demonstrated, even through challenging times, you can still be in that energy of prosperity and knowing that you're in control and you can create whatever you desire. And you keep demonstrating that so, so beautifully. And what, for CEOs who are listening, who might be, you know, challenged, or sometimes people want to give up, right? We know people that we've all wanted to quit at different times. It can be very challenging to have our own business. What's your best advice, Monica, for someone who's going through a tough time, maybe personally or professionally, and just feels like they can't take one more step? What would you say to them?
Don't give up. Do not give up. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you do. Mm-hmm. Every day is going to be different. And I can tell you, I have had some challenges. So believe in yourself. Do not give up. Push through that pain. Push through the mindset of lack.
Yeah.
Prayer. I pray and I believe. I really trust. I trust that it will be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going through a rough patch right now, but this rough patch will not last forever. And that's the one thing. Change is inevitable in all our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So I push through. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. Do not give up. I cannot tell you how many times, especially in the earlier years, I just was like, this is too hard, man. I can't do this. You expect maybe $1,000 retainer to walk in through the door and they had their appointment and they canceled.
So Monica had a little bit of a technical issue. Monica is back. So her background's a little different. She's here and we're going to take a moment and wrap up. I know Mercury's going to be out of retrograde. I think this is like the last day. So we'll say goodbye to all the tech issues. So Monica, I just want to say thanks for being here. I know you have an opportunity for our listeners. So tell us about your special gift and opportunity and how they can take advantage of that.
Oh, okay. So anyone that is listening right now, I am a financial planner. I work with Transamerica Financial Advisors, and I'm offering a complimentary financial plan or financial needs analysis. And it's really amazing. It just shows you where you are. And we look at your goals and what you want to accomplish, where you want to be at, maybe at retirement. And we work to get you there. But it's good to know where you are right now and what awesome. You have.
So how can they take advantage of that, Monica? Did they email you or what's the best way to do that?
They can most definitely email me at.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. We'll have it in the show notes as well.
Okay, Monica at Garnett, and gold.
Beautiful. And for those who are listening, so Monica is offering a complimentary financial plan or financial needs analysis. It'll be in the show notes, so you can grab that and reach out to her and connect with her if this is an area that you would love some support. Monica Hodgson Daniels, thanks for hanging out with us today. And I appreciate you going the flow. I mean, I know we all have technical stuff that comes up, so I'm glad you came back so we could wrap this up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Ursula. I appreciate you all so much. And I love being part of the CEO
table. Yeah, we love having you. We love the energy that you bring and everything that you share with the leaders there. So thank you. And to our listeners all over the world, we appreciate you. If there's anything we can do for you, you can email us at contact@ursulainc.co. That's it for this week. Everybody, make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.